to Matty. Matty, appreciate your time this morning. How are the nerves?
I'm not going to lie, they're there.
It's all right. There'll only be about 5,000 or 6,000 down there today, Matty.
Oh, just a little crowd then.
Tell, as Michael just hinted on, tell us a bit about your background. George Osborne Racing sent through a very proud Twitter post with a lovely picture of you with a big smile and getting ready for the big day today. Tell us about your background leading into your very first picnic ride today.
It's not super exciting. I got my first pony from a garage sale when I was about 4 years old and kind of progressed up through the pony club grades. Did a little bit at state level and then decided I wanted to start working in the racing industry. I started working just on the ground initially, and George was the first trainer to kind of give me a crack and let me get on a couple of horses. So I started doing that for him about 2 years ago. Fell in love, and I've been doing it ever since. And I'm 5'9", so I'm a bit tall to go for the professionals. So George kind of encouraged me to go for the picnics as the next logical step, and here we are on race day.
So had you thought about preparing to ride, whether it was the professionals or the picnics, or was there a line in the sand that you got to and you thought, yeah, it's time? Or, as you mentioned, George, was he the one that sort of was more encouraging of you making the progression to getting to the picnics?
It was probably a little bit more myself. I spent a number of years competing for Pony Club, so I'm a naturally very competitive person. And falling in love with the industry and the game, it was kind of, the next logical step. And, get a bit competitive in the workplace, I guess.
Madison's a very successful Christian name for female jockeys. If that helps at all, Maddie, that might be a little kick along. Did you say you bought your first pony at a... Did you say you bought your first pony at a garage sale?
Yes.
What were you fossicking around looking for some op shop clothes, and you found a pony instead?
Must have been a big garage.
Yeah.
No, we live in rural Victoria, so we were just driving into town one day, and there was a sign on a fence, pony for sale. They just happened to be having a garage sale on the same day. And we went in, and I had a little ride around on him, and he was so close to home that my dad just led him home with a bag of carrots. And we've still got him still in our paddock. He'd be mid to late 20s by now.
So about the same age as you?
Yeah.
Hey, Mum, have you got people, family, going down to watch you today? Because as Matt just mentioned, there'll be a big crowd. There always is at Bellnarring. So are you contributing to that crowd?
Only a little bit. My mum and dad are coming down, but my oldest sister has just had a baby. So she's still in hospital and unfortunately won't make it down for the day. And the girls,
that was pretty thoughtless of her, really, wasn't it, to have a baby on the day of your first ride?
Yeah, she's trying to steal my thunder a little bit.
What's it like? I remember I was at Yay last year when another jockey had her first race ride, and she got tossed off behind the gates, and it was actually a good thing because it was a sort of steeled her nerve, and she got around, and then she's just really taken off since then. You can ride in a lot of jump outs and trials, but even a picnic race, is it's a different mindset and a different thing altogether, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Maddie, we can get a few small fields in picnic races, but for your first hurrah, you've got the full field of 10. So it's going to be the ultimate experience. You've drawn a good gate. Now, has George set this horse up to give you a fairy tale debut, Eastern Pegasus?
Jeez, I hope so. I ride a lot of his work at home, and he's feeling phenomenally well in himself as of this morning. So hopefully he can give me a really good run, and if we could follow in the footsteps of Tyson Barton's first start, that would be amazing.
Well, we wish you all the best. Outside of working for George and becoming a picnic jockey, is that what you do full-time, or do you do anything else, Maddie?
No, that's full-time. That's my life. That's about all I do day-to-day.
And is that something in the future, do you want to follow in George's footsteps and maybe look long-term to a training career?
yep. So could potentially follow down that path at some stage.
Well, we wish you all the best today, Maddie.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.